welcome to the World Cup Report Alicante, podcast covering the Blood Bowl World Cup held in Alicante, Spain in September 2023, with your hosts, Drew and Steve. Welcome to episode 40 of World Cup Report Alicante. It's Steve, a.k.a. Kilowagi, with my good friend, podcast host, for here and forever, probably, sort of, unless Drew decides he wants to come back. It is Tim. How's it going, Tim?
I'm doing great, Steve.
Not to say that I would get rid of you if Drew did come back.
I'm not swept off under the rug.
No. No, at this point, you've done...
I'm not the coy advance of this podcast.
No. But, yeah. Anyways, how are you doing? But I didn't mean to throw you under the bus.
That's okay. I'm doing well, for sure. Yeah.
Good.
Excellent.
I do believe we have recovered fully from World Cup at this point.
Yeah. You've even recovered fully from Chaos Cup.
I don't know if I have.
Well, sure.
I'm still tired. Those were not good beds anywhere I slept. So.
That's too bad.
But whatever. It's also, I was on a trip, so I get up early, and we were doing stuff, so we stay out late. All that fun stuff.
Yeah. Yep.
We've come to the end of World Cup Report Alicante. We've discussed before the tournament, we discussed the tournament, we discussed after the tournament. I don't think we have anything else to discuss.
Yeah, I mean, I can't think so. You know, we talked about the winners last time, I think, right? All our experiences, everything about how great the tournament was, how great the town was. So, yeah, I mean, really, to me, I think it's probably time to put a bow on Alicante.
Yeah. Final thing about Alicante. If you had the option, would you go back there to spend more time?
Oddly enough, we were talking about that today, my family and I, because they went with me.
Yeah.
And my daughter said she thinks she's going to move there. She's 7. Her plan is to move to Alicante once she's older because she thought it was so amazing.
Yeah, she is the impetus for my asking the question because I remember her saying that she wanted to go back. And you're like, well, I don't know if we're going to be going back anytime soon.
Yeah. I mean, I would go back to Spain in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
I feel like I've done what I needed to do in Alicante itself, unless there was another event there.
Right.
Other than I want to go back to Hinoki Ramen because that place blew me away and was amazing. And you guys all missed out on that one.
Yeah.
But, it's not a place that I feel like I have to go back to. I mean, I love the castle, but I did the castle and the beach was great. It's just, I feel like I've done everything I need to do in Alicante, and I'd rather invest my time in going to places I've never been before. Unless my daughter moves there, then I'll probably go there a lot.
That's true. Man, it would be kind of cool to just live anywhere but here.
Man, wouldn't that be crazy if my kid moved to the town of the World Cup because I took her for Blood Bowl World Cup?
I mean, it's not impossible.
It is not impossible. That'd be wicked.
I remember going to my first World Cup, and we were in Dornbirn, and we had that Airbnb on the other side of the mountain in Schwarzenberg. Mm-hmm. And if I knew how to speak German, I would find a way to live there. Because that was a fairy tale. Like, waking up in that little cottage, and the rain and the mountains and the sun rising, and it's just like, this is heaven. Like, this is amazing.
Yeah, it's always so awesome to travel other places. I felt the same way about Iceland. Like, like if I was legally allowed to immigrate here, it would be a thing I'd consider.
It's just nice to get away, is what we're saying.
Yeah, yeah. If everywhere was like it is on vacation, I guess it'd be amazing.
Exactly. And a lot of it is because you're on vacation. You don't have to worry about bills. You don't have to worry about anything. So that kind of leads us into what we're going to be doing with the podcast.
Right.
So obviously the next World Cup,
Steve's sweeping me off.
Obviously the next World Cup is a ways off. There is talk of bids being next year. If that is the truth, I'm sure we will cover them to some extent. The bidding process, the actual, getting the bid, and we'll discuss it then. We'll have a lot of time to discuss the World Cup. But since we enjoy doing this and you guys seem to enjoy listening to it, there's plenty of other tournaments around the world, like in Dornbirn or Iceland or Not a whole lot in Iceland, apparently, according to Jonas.
Yeah, I don't think so. not yet.
Jonas from Sweden, he came over to Chaos Cup. He basically said that if Iceland had a good Blood Bowl community, he'd move there.
Sure.
But they
I
don't.
Believe that. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, after being there, I'd move there in a second.
Yeah.
We should just both move there. Let's all move there.
So one thing about Iceland that I found out, I guess, is it Iceland Air? That's the primary Iceland carrier, or Ryanair? I don't remember which.
Iceland Air.
They have a policy that if your layover is in Iceland, it can be as long as you want. So if you book a flight, say from Denver to Iceland, and then Iceland to London, I can have a 3-day layover in Iceland, and it's not going to cost me anything extra.
Right. Yeah.
Just keep that in mind for everybody.
The waterfalls, everything amazing, all the food. Probably not right now. Sounds like they're having more eruptions again.
Yeah.
Maybe. But.
Anyway, hate to hear that.
This is an Iceland cast, I guess.
Right. So, yes, what we plan to do is we will be covering some of the major tournaments. Most likely the ones that we're talking about right now is like a Morocco Cup that's coming up in
June.
We got Euro Bowl and Euro Open.
Yeah, Euro Bowl and Euro Open.
Which is October-ish in Greece. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we've always got the NAFC. We've always got, say Thrud Ball or anything
maybe
UKTC, else.
UKTC.
Yeah, there's
just the Chaos Cup.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what we plan to do is for each one of these tournaments, we will kind of have. This is a very loose layout. Not going to commit to it, but kind of what our plan is. We're going to have an episode about the rules. Maybe if the organizer can come on, we can interview them. We'll have an episode about teams, maybe the best teams to take, the underdog teams that no one's looking at, stuff like that. We'll have another episode about the results and another episode about the takeaways, stuff like that. It's also open to doing more episodes if we want on people going, the location, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
That sound about right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I had in mind. I think it'd be really cool to just cover kind of the major tournaments around the world and a little bit of kind of a snapshot of a smaller deep dive into each one.
Mm-hmm. There are a lot of majors as well. So we got Chaos Cup, we got Spike, we've got Dungeon Bowl, we've got the NAFC.
The Eucalyptus Bowl, right.
Mm-hmm. Is it just the five, I guess? Yeah.
Spike.
I mentioned that. So we can cover those. If you have a big tournament in South America, Mexico, Africa, Asia.
Anywhere Asia.
If you're in an area that is underrepresented by general podcasts and us talking about stuff, let us know. We'd love to hear about it. Mm-hmm. We'd love to do an episode on it. We're going to keep the format loose. We're more than happy to do one episode on just random tournaments because we can fit everything in because it's just what it is. We just want to get more word out and get more people to go to stuff.
Yes. Yeah. Just, building up like interest in Blood Bowl and getting people excited about tournaments and thinking about, what teams to play and what the meta for each event might be. The more that's out there in the community builds that up, I think it's just better for the game and everyone who plays it.
Absolutely. And I don't know about you, but I know there was a couple of people that came up to us in Alicante and said, I was on the fence about coming, but then I listened to your podcast and it really, drove me to want to go because of everyone going, building up the interest.
Mm-hmm.
So you never know what's going to work.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, all the no money we made for this is worth it when like two or three people decide to change their plans.
Sir, I believe we have made negative money from this. So,
well, I suppose.
Truthfully, Drew has made negative money from this.
I will
make negative money next year. That's fine.
Yes, I'm fine making negative money too.
We could always make some dice.
I can get on the negative money train.
So most likely, we will have a new name next time to some extent. It's going to be in the same feed, It's just going to look a little different. We will, not sure when we're going to do it. We do have holidays coming up, so it might be a little while. But if you have any questions, if you have any comments, anything that you think we should cover, check the end of the podcast. You should hear our email address. If you want to know what it is, I can pull it up. I don't forget. It's worldcupreportbb@gmail.com. So, just let us know, and we will do what we can. You have any final words?
Oh, no, I'm just, you know, excited to keep the podcast going, and hopefully, you know, yeah, some interest from viewers and their ideas and specific tournaments they'd like to hear more about would be great. I'd love to hear that. I should say listeners, not viewers, I guess. Not
you know, yet. I was thinking that, but I'm like, I'm not going to call them out on it. I hope not no one yet. Can see us right now. We could theoretically do a video cast, but I've not done one. We did one so many years ago for Both Down. And what's weird is, like, we did one of the first video casts for a Blood Bowl podcast. We did the first live viewing of a tournament on Twitch or whatever.
Yeah, you live streamed a tournament first, I think. Yep. Mm-hmm.
But we had, this was back in the early days, so we had a total of like 5 people
right
for both of those combined.
Yeah.
So there wasn't much need for it.
Yeah.
But that's something we can look into in the future as well. Otherwise, I've got nothing. I don't believe you have anything. So we're going to head wrap this up, and I will let you have the last word.
Okay. Well, looking forward to the future of the podcast, and we'll just say bye for now.
Thank you for listening to World Cup Report Alicante, a joint podcast between 3 Die Block and Both Down. For more information, check out World Cup Report Blood Bowl on Facebook, WC Report BB on Twitter, or email us at worldcupreportbb@gmail.com.